Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Who Will Cry When You Die? By Robin Sharma. Read by Adam Verner. The tragedy of life is not death, but what we let die inside of us while we live. Norman Cousins. Preface. I honor you for choosing this book. In doing so, you have made the decision to live more deliberately, more joyfully and completely. You have decided to live your life by choice rather than by chance, by design rather than by default. And for this, I applaud you. Since writing the two previous books in The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari series, I have received countless letters from readers who saw their lives change through the wisdom they discovered. The comments of these men and women inspired and moved me. Many of the notes I received also encouraged me to distill all that I have learned about the art of living into a series of life lessons. And so, I set about compiling the best I have to give into a book that I truly believe will help transform your life. The words that follow are heartfelt and written in the high hope that you will not only connect with the wisdom I respectfully offer, but act on it to create lasting improvements in every life area. Through my own trials, I have found that it is not enough to know what to do. We must act on that knowledge in order to have the lives we want. And so, as you listen to this third book in The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari series, I hope you will discover a wealth of wisdom that will enrich the quality of your professional, personal, and spiritual life. Please do write to me, send me an email, or visit with me at one of my seminars to share how you have integrated the lessons in this book into the way you live. I will do my very best to respond to your letters with a personal note. I wish you deep peace, great prosperity, and many happy days spent engaged in a worthy purpose. Robin Sharma. Chapter 1. Discover Your Calling. When I was growing up, my father said something to me I will never forget. Son, when you were born, you cried, while the world rejoiced. Live your life in such a way that when you die, the world cries, while you rejoice. We live in an age when we have forgotten what life is all about. We can easily put a person on the moon, but we have trouble walking across the street to meet a new neighbor. We can fire a missile across the world with pinpoint accuracy, but we have trouble keeping a date with our children to go to the library. We have email, fax machines, and digital phones so that we can stay connected, and yet we live in a time where human beings have never been less connected. We have lost touch with our humanity. We have lost touch with our purpose. We have lost sight of the things that matter the most. And so, as you start this book, I respectfully ask you, who will cry when you die? How many lives will you touch while you have the privilege to walk this planet? What impact will your life have on the generations that follow you? And what legacy will you leave behind after you have taken your last breath? One of the lessons I have learned in my life is that if you don't act on life, life has a habit of acting on you. The days slip into weeks, the weeks slip into months, and the months slip into years. Pretty soon it's all over, and you are left with nothing more than a heart filled with regret over a life half lived. George Bernard Shaw was asked on his deathbed, "What would you do if you could live your life over again?" He reflected, then replied with a deep sigh, "I'd like to be the person I could have been, but never was." I've written this book so that this will never happen to you. As a professional speaker, I spend much of my work life delivering keynote addresses at conferences across North America, flying from city to city, sharing my insights on leadership in business and in life with many different people. Though they all come from diverse walks of life, their questions invariably center on the same things these days. How can I find greater meaning in my life? How can I make a lasting contribution through my work? And how can I simply